Okay, today is Daf Hey. We're actually on Daf Hey. We're going to just go back for 2 minutes. Start at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. And today's shiur is Learn Le'ilui Nishmas Etza Bas Yehoshua. Shama Shel Aven Eliyah. So we said yesterday, the Gemara asked the question, well, if you're going to learn out from Shavuos that you get 7 days, right? If you're going to learn out from Shavuos that you get 7 days to bring a carbon, why? Because you learn out from Pesach, so said the Gemara, learn it out from Sukkot, you get an 8th day. By the way, this is the Makar for not saying Tachnun the week after Shavuot. Why don't you Tachnun the week after Shavuot? Because it's a little bit like a Yontem. Because you can still bring the carbon. Now, Shavuot is Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan is Shavuot also, right? Then you have Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. It's 7 days. There are some Sidurim that say there's also no Tachnun on your Gimel because it's Sfeikah D'Yoma. No. So you can't have, that doesn't make any sense, because if you're making Shavuos 2 days because of Sfeikah D'Yoma,
yeah,
then how can you have another Sfeikah D'Yoma? It's 7 days. It's 7 days. What more do you want?
Okay, why is there even Sfeikah D'Yoma if you know when the Shavuos is? Because you count the days.
Okay, so that is a question. That's a question that the Minchas Chinuch asks. His question was, why was there ever 2 days for Shavuot? You don't need 2 days for Shavuot. Because just count 50 days from Pesach. It's true. We're not going to know when Rosh Chodesh Sivan is, or Rosh Chodesh Iyar even for that matter. That's true. Because I live far from Yerushalayim, but I'll know when Shavuos is, because in 50 days I'll know when Pesach was. That's a good question. And if I'm going to ask that question, I don't understand. I don't know what the answer is. I know he asked.
Even Pesach is Sfeikah D'Yoma. So
why is it applicable?
Why? If the 7 days are only applicable for Kabbalah, why is it applicable to anyone?
No. So it just shows that it's a little bit of a yontif. It's enough of a yontif, it's not Tachnun. We're very makel when it comes to Tachnun. Right?
Yeah.
There's a statement that you're makel by Avelus, and by Erevin, and by Tachnun. It's a very makel by Tachnun. 7 days. No, it's a legitimate, thing. Since it's a little bit of a yontif, no Tachnun.
Maybe because we don't know whether it's 7 or 8 days.
Yeah, maybe because it's
against Pesach or against Sukkot. So the worst case comparison is Sukkot.
So the Gemara said
there is 8 days. That's why Sfeikah D'Yoma is
8 days. No, the Gemara said Tafasta Timur below Tafasta. Only make it 7 days. Okay, it's all good. Why? It's a good question. What you're asking. I saw it once in Mitzvah Chinuch. I'm ahead. I didn't understand it, and I never followed up. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
What?
It's irrelevant.
Right. It's irrelevant. Well, you could ask. Could you ask the same question on the 2nd days of Pesach or the 2nd days of Sukkot? 20 days later, they still didn't know. You want to tell them on the 15th, they didn't know. That's why it's true. What about the 2nd days? They also didn't know? What about 50 days later? 50 days later, you didn't know?
50 days later, you have to know.
Okay.
No matter when he set the thing in.
Right.
In the entire world, they have.
Correct. Anyway. What?
Pesach
Sheni. You got it. El Lamai Hilchasa, Tzivei Rachman Alachag HaSukkis, Lakushe Alachag HaMatzot. Now we turn the page. Ma chagamatzos to and lina, just like Pesach requires lina, af chagasukos to and lina. So too Sukkos requires lina. When's the lina? When is the lina? What does that mean, lina? If to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, top line, lele chalosh almoed. That means if Pesach is a Monday, so the carbon Pesach was brought Sunday afternoon, you have to stay over Monday night. Going into Tuesday, going into the first Chol HaMoed, you can't leave. You can't pull out the second yontif if it's over like we all do, right? You can't do that. You have to wait till Monday, till Tuesday morning. That's lina. Leila Chol HaMoed. What about staying for Chol HaMoed? And staying for the 2nd days? 2nd day in Eretz Yisrael? Zochiv. No chiv at all. No, zochiv. There's no chiv. Yeah, okay. Says Tosfos, we could start. We don't have to read the first part of it because it just says the same thing Rashi said in 100 more words. Where he says, where Tosfos says, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 9 lines down where the lines are skinny, where he says, Vahai Damashma. You see it there? Where it says, Vahai Damashma? The high demashma the perek lola va'arava, and it's mashma in sukkah gabe chag when it comes to sukkahs. The ikka lina kol shiva. There is lina for 7 days. Midilo parich lina kol shiva mi ikka, because there's a gemara there, and the gemara doesn't say what you have lina for 7 days. Kid parich gabe zman. The gemara does ask it by shechiyano. The gemara says, "What, you have shechiyano for 7 days?" It's like, we don't have shechiyano for 7 days. Hainu shim lo yavi beregel beyerushalayim biyom rishon rak biyom sheni o beechad mimeachag tonu ta'un lina laila shalachrav. So it doesn't mean you have lina for 7 days. What it means is I could not be here the first day sukkah. I showed up third day chalamoid. Here I am. I wasn't able to be here. Okay, bring your carbon, whatever you want to bring, and stay overnight. Doesn't mean that you have to stay over the whole sukkah. That's not what it means. It means whenever you show up, right? Whenever you show up, you have to, what's it called? You have to stay overnight. V'chein, im bo be'echad mizayin imei Pesach. Same thing with Pesach. You show up, and you miss the first day of Pesach, whatever reason. You show up fourth day Chol HaMoed. Right, so bring your chagiga now. You have 7 days to bring that, and stay overnight. V'teima, the tepiklei, the ta'in lina, mishum, shalmei simcha. But 1 second, there's another reason for lina. There's another reason. Whenever you bring a carbon, you stay overnight. Forget yontif. Whenever you bring a carbon, when you brought a carbon, in the middle of Shvat, you have to stay overnight. Shehayu kol shemona. And there's a mitzvah of bringing simcha all 8 days of Sukkot. Kiditnan halva simcha shemona. Paragul of Arava. Vafilu b'shayim os hashana. Even any old day of the year, it may be carbon, ta'an lina. Kiditanya b'tzifri. Ufanitza b'boker v'alachta l'oholecha. Malamed Shatar and Lina. He required Lina. Kolomar, Kol Hazvachim Dumi de Pesach. Every carbon was like Pesach. Your carbon. Ain Liela Elubalvat. That's only carbonos. Menayan Larabas, Ofos, Umincha, Yayin, Ulavone, the Eitim. Any donation I brought had to stay overnight. How do you know that? Talmud Lomar, Ufanisa, Kol Pidos, Shatapodim, and Aboka Veilich. Anytime you're going to leave. Why am I going to leave? Because I did what I did my donation. I donated something. It requires lina. UPesach Sheni. What about Pesach Sheni, which, by the way, is tomorrow? Tonight is Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni.
Why is that the 14th?
What? Because it goes on the carbon. It doesn't go on the yontif. It goes on the carbon. It's 30 days on the carbon. Where am I? UPesach Sheni. Pligi Tanoi Perglulavar Rava. That's a machlokas there in Sukkah. You have to stay overnight for that. Uperek Nisha Yatame, Ubazafir Mefaresh, Taima Demandama Tan Lina, Terehuke Eitzim Ulavona. Well, bringing a carbon Pesach is no different than donating wood, and if donating wood requires you to stay overnight, why should the Pesach Sheni be any worse than that? Anyway, what do you see from over here? Why do I need a Hekish? That is Lina. It's anyway you have to have Lina. Right, and they're going to the Hekish. What's the Hekish? Just like by, right, we said, why is Sukkah in this Pasuk? It doesn't teach me you have 7 days, because I learned that from Pesach. What to do here? Oh, you require Lina. Anyway, I require Lina. I brought a carbon. You hear? I brought a Shalmei Simcha. Anyway, I require Lina. Whenever I show up, if it's the first day, the first day, the third day, whenever I show up, I require Lina. Why do we need a Hekish? Right? That's close to this question. You hear that question? So you have to come with a case where you brought a shlomim and you don't have lina and you're not there. That's what Tosfos is going to answer. How's that possible? The yesh lomar, the mateot, the meshkachas la, the lo maisi carbon biyom shabal Yerushalayim. You didn't bring a carbon that you got there. Kigon, for example, the shalach shlomo of meesmol. I sent somebody yesterday to bring the shlomim for me. The ne'echalin l'shnei yamim. I can eat it for 2 days. So on Monday, I send you to bring the thing. I'm not showing up till Tuesday. I didn't bring a carbon today. I eat it today. But I didn't bring a carbon today. So can I leave now Tuesday night? According to this, like, yeah. No. We have a hekesh. You have to stay overnight. You hear? Okay. Then he says, V'od perakam dechagiga, Omar v'samachta. That maybe you don't have to even bring a carbon chagiga. Larabos kol mine simchis l'simcha. It could be anything that makes you happy. It doesn't have to be a a carbon, barina perak el devarim, afilu ksus, nikia, even a new shirt, viyayin yashin, good old wine, the beinyan acher, lomash gachas lo shimcha, because it, sometimes it's impossible that you can have, you have, you'll have the simcha of a carbon. Why? Kishachal yod tefrishon liyos peshabbos. If the first day falls out on a Shabbos, we said it's not doche Shabbos, so what else are you going to do? Yeah, you're going to get a new shirt, you're going to get a new tie. Ma'achar beinyan zvicha b'shas simcha, right? So you're stuck with this. So that's another example. Do I require lina if the first day of the Shabbos? I'm not bringing the carbon anyway. Yes, you require lina because it's a hakish.
The first day comes on the Shabbos, you're not staying over the first night.
What?
Because you're not bringing the carbon the first night. You're going to have to stay over the day you bring in the carbon.
But okay. No, so maybe
it's
I won't bring.
The first night.
Okay, I hear. Right, it's not the first night. That's what we said. We require a lina the first night. But I didn't do anything.
Right.
I didn't do anything.
Exactly.
All right, I'll go home, I'll come back. I live very close. I'll go home for 2 days, I'll come back.
Exactly.
So you still have to have lina.
But when you come back.
No, that first day yontif. Why? Because it's a hekesh. Even though I didn't bring a carbon today, it's Shabbos. I didn't do anything. I just hung around.
You still
have to have lina. Why? That's what Rashi said. Leila chol shalmoid. Why? It's a hekesh. Forget the carbon. Forget the carbon. That's another reason. It's two reasons. What? Yeah.
You
would have brought
it if it
was right. Exactly. The lina, Amr of Yochanan, Yonathan, Hadat Tema to Shani Iman carbon, Alviyesh Imam carbon, below Kach, Tarn lina, Machmas carbon. That's because you don't have a carbon. If you had a carbon, so in other words, there are two reasons you require lina. One, because of a carbon, and two, because it's Yontif. It's a good question. It's a very good question. They're busy with that. This man has that. There's no carbon. But so it ties into another question. Is there such a mitzvah or a chiyuv or a half a chiyuv to be all the regal? I'm in the Larome Hotel for Sukkot. I have a chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim, to the old city. To the Beis HaMikdash, not Beis HaMikdash, but there's still the remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, a chiyuv to be there. Some hold, the Rambam holds, that when it says Mikdash, he means the whole city of Yerushalayim. Which is why there's a chumrah, some people, if they shake a lulav in the Larome Hotel, and they go to the old city, they'll shake it again. Because the Gemara says that lulav, kol shiva, the Mikdash, is a da'araisa. What's Mikdash? On the base of Mikdash? Not everyone holds that. Some hold it means. No! The city of Yerushalayim!
Which city? Is this present day city of Yerushalayim?
No! It's the old city!
The old city is not all the old city of Yerushalayim either!
Within the wall.
The second base of Mikdash it is.
Nope, not.
Of course it is.
There's a wall inside the old city. Is where they think that the demarcation, the walls that we have right now, were made by Suleiman.
I know, but they followed the Roman wall.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do, except for
except for one whole spot that does not.
Except
down further.
Except for Hart Zion,
yeah.
Where the diaspora yeshiva is,
yeah.
The rest of it's a sin. The rest of it's a sin. If you're in the Jewish quarter, it's the same place. That's where Jews live, the time of the spy chain. It's a good question. It gets back to it's a good question. I don't know the answer. Are you mechuyev to stay over? I don't know. Sure, there's a chumrah out there that says yes. I don't think that's the conventional opinion, but there's a chumrah out there that yes. I'm sure there's far written on this topic.
Why doubt to hear in the imbal?
Because it's not considered Yerushalayim. No. So if you're in chutzla, you have no chiyuv.
Why?
Because you don't. You're potter.
Why is more of a chiyuv if I'm in the imbal?
Because the imam is there. So we had the whole discussion about Pesach Sheni. How far away do you have to be considered far away? How far away are you? Right? And also you have a chiyuv of Ol Regel. So that chiyuv is in Eretz Yisrael. Ol Regel
would be into
Ol
Regel.
No, the chiyuv is Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Chutzal, we had that Gemara, right? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told the Goy, when you go to be Ol Regel, to bring the Korban Pesach, ask for the tail. And that was a sign that he was a guy, because there was no tail. And then Tosfos asked, well, where was he?
He was old, they said.
Some say he was old.
Yeah.
Some say He lives in Chutz Laaretz, so you have no chiyuv. That's for both. It's for Ol Regel and for the Korban Pesach. What if you're living in somewhere in Yerushalayim in some new part of the town? You're a putter? I don't know about that.
If you live in Lulu, you still have to go into your Yerushalayim to be Ol Regel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have a chiyuv to do that. Yeah, by the way, the only time that Rabbi Yosef ever went to the Old City was on Chol HaMoed. To Mekai, and this is the idea. The only time he ever went, he stayed, sat and learned, Chol HaMoed, he used to go. He used to go to the Old City. You Mekayim a mitzvah, you Mekayim something. Is it better than sitting home and learning? I don't know, you know. It's not for me to judge him.
By the way, that's one of the reasons why so
Correct. It's all the same thing. Now, like I said, is it this, you get a check mark in Shemayim for your Mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa? I don't know. Is it some kind of reminder, remembrance, some zecher, some, you know, some little bit of a mitzvah? Yes. It's a lot of people. If you're there, if you're not there, you don't have a chiyuv. If you're there, you should try to do. Okay. Then Tosa says, "Well, now we can start the daf." Then Tosa says, "Maybe it is 7 days. I'm not sure." Back and forth. Interesting. Okay. Right. So Machagamatzos top line tongs lina af chagasukos tong lina. The hasam and olam. How you know it's true over there? After the morning, then you go home. In the morning you go home. Not that night. V'tanakama, Verb Shimon, Tashlumin La Tzeres Menalahu. How do they know about such a thing as Tashlumin? They can't learn it out from these Makoros, because they learned that from these Makoros other things. Namely, that what they learn out. Namely, how you over Balta Acher, but yesterday. Nafkulahu. Midatani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Datani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amra Torah. The Torah said, this is hard, Mena Yamim V'Kadesh Chodesh. Count the days of the month, and be Mekadesh the Chodesh. When should I be Mekadesh the Chodesh? When it's a new month. So too, Mena Yamim, count the days, V'Kadesh Atzeres, and be Mekadesh the Shavuos. Meaning what? Now the Gemara says, Ma chadosh liminuyav, just like the month is full and counted. What does that mean exactly? That you bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh. When do you bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh? On Rosh Chodesh. Af ateres liminuyav. So to ateres, Shavuos, you bring the carbonos on Shavuos. We're trying to bring a raya that you get 7 more days for this. Ema Atzeres Chad Yoma, so you should only have 1 day. So Gemara answers, Amarava, Atu Atzeres Yomei Minyanan Shavui Lo Maninan. But on Shavuot, for stirring sphere, you only count the days, you don't count the weeks. Vamar Mar, Mitzvah Lemnune Yomei, Mitzvah Lemnune Shavui. It's a mitzvah to count the days, it's a mitzvah to count the weeks. Va'od, Chaka Shavuot Ksiv, it's called Shavuot, it's called weeks. So therefore, you get an extra week.
Why doesn't she count the days and then you make her Shavuot? That's not how it was done.
What?
You wait for Adam to show up seeing the moon.
Right. But Adam, correct. But Adam can only show up after you've counted 29/30 days. They can't come after 14 days. It's not something possible. Right. So it's only, we have the Kiddush HaChodesh. Throw them right out. Don't even entertain them. Okay. Upezach bar mikrav biragolamu. Now, yesterday, we had a list of things that you could be over for Balta Acher. We had a list of things. What was on the list? Damim, which is money. Erechim, Charamim, Hekdeshos, Chatos, Asham, Ola, Shlomim, Tzedakah, Meiser, Bechor, Meiser, Pesach. Pesach is on that list. How could there be Balta Acher on Pesach? For a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach has to be on the 14th of Nisan. You don't bring it. You what do you mean? You have 3 regals to bring Karban Pesach? What does that mean? What's Pesach doing on that list? Doesn't make any sense. So, Pesach bar makir v'regalim hu? What's Pesach doing on that list? Pesach zmana kivile. It's a set time. E akrave. If you bring it, good. V'lo akrave idchile. And if you don't bring it, it gets pushed off. You blew it. Some bina Pesach sheni, whatever it is, but you blew it. What do you mean? It's on this list of things that can be over about the akar. Fair question. Amr of Chista, so for Chista answered, Pesach, what?
How confident you do it later, but you're penalized for doing it later.
Exactly. So what is, why is that on that list of things that you can, you could be penalized for? What's it doing there? You know, by the way, I read that Gemara yesterday, and I didn't even think it was a kasha. It didn't even hit me. Then when I was preparing the daf, I said, yeah, it's good. Yeah, what was it doing there? You know, you read something, you don't even realize, what was it doing there? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Chista, Pesach Kedei Naspa. It's written there for no reason. It's on the list. It shouldn't have been there. They threw it in because it's so many things are in that list. It's a poor answer.
They just threw it in.
It's just written there. Don't take it so seriously.
So put in Rosh Hashanah.
Rav Sheshes Amar. My Pesach. What does it mean? It doesn't mean carbon Pesach. That's not what it means. It means Shalmei Pesach. It means the Shlamim that accompanies the Pesach, which is called the Shlamim. Right? The Shlamim that accompanies the Pesach. Look at the last Rashi on the page. B'shalo Karav Bizmano. You didn't bring it on time. Why didn't you bring it on time? Sha'avad, you lost it. Then Rashi says a very controversial word. V'nischaper ba'acher. And you got kapara with another one. What kind of kapara? It's a shlamim. What does he mean by that? What does he mean by that? It's a tumul. Got kapara with another one. Hu nasa shlamim. So the first one turns into, it's still a shlamim. It was a shlamim, it's still a shlamim. Now you have three umtas for that. You have three regum to go find it. This one now, im achara and gimel regalim, over. If you delay for three regalim, you're over. That's what it means. Now, one second. Ihachi, back to the Gemara. Hainu shlamim. That's the same thing as a shlamim. Right. It is a shlamim. Why do you have to say a separate thing? Shlamim and a shalmi pesach. Tana shlamim habon machmas pesach. Vitana shlamim habon machmas atzman. Two separate things. A pesach brought by itself, and a shlamim brought by itself, and a shlamim brought together with a pesach. I would think, Hoel umachmas Pesach ka'asu, since it's coming together with the Pesach, ke Pesach dami, it's like a Pesach. Why would I think that? I don't know, I just would. Hamash Malan, don't think that. Don't think that. It's the same thing as a Shlamim. But I would have thought otherwise, therefore the whole list, they threw it in the list. Menahani Mili, how do I know all this? How do I know that on each and everything in that list is such a thing as Baal Ta'acher? Is Baal Ta'acher on Tzedakah and on a Bechor? How do I know all that? So, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. It's a long pasuk. It's a pasuk in, I think it's Parashat, I'm not sure where this is, Kisete, I think. It says Kisido, somewhere over there, in the end of Devarim. Devarim Chav Gimel. It says Kisido Neder Lashem Elokecha. Right? Those are the first words over here. I'll read the whole pasuk. Kisidar neder l'Hashem alokecha. When you donate a neder to Hashem, lo sa'achel l'shalmo. Don't delay. Ki darosh yidrashanu Hashem alokecha. Because Hashem, your God, is going to demand from you. Me'imach, from you. V'hayimacha chet. And you're going to have a chet. So the Gemara now is going to darshan every word of this pasuk. Tana Rabbanan. Kisidar neder. If you're going to donate a neder. Ein li el a neder. That's only a neder. What's a neder? A neder says, I will bring that carbon. I will bring a carbon. So it's a chiv on you, and you had in mind that carbon, but that died. You still have to bring another animal. Nedava binayin. How do I know? Nedava is also, what's a nedava? Nedava is, I'll bring that animal. So if it dies, you're off the hook. Nedava binayin. How do you know nedava is also? So nemar kan neder. It says in this pasuk the word neder. Nemar lahalon. And it says, by no sir, im neder o nedava. But no, it says both. Ma'alahala nadava imo, afka nadava imo. So it's like over there it's a nadava, so do here it's a nadava. Lashem elokecha, the next two words. Why do I have to say that? When you're going to bring a neder to Hashem your God. Why does it say to Hashem your God? Elu hadamim, that's money. Pe'erichin, an erich vow. Hacharamim, a cherem vow. Vahagdeshos, or a hektish vow. They all have to do with the Beis HaMikdash, which is like Hashem's domain. So Hashem Elokecha includes all those vows. Then it says, Lo sa'acher l'shalmo. Don't delay to pay it. What's to pay it? Hu velo chilufav. It, and not its exchange. Right? Right? In other words, the iser, Baal Ta'acher, only applies on it, not on an animal that you exchange. You're not allowed to exchange an animal. But if you did, this is parsha. But if you did, it's chal. I don't know what the story is of that other animal, with the exchanged one. Whether the Gemara here says there's no Baal Ta'achar on that, I don't know. But that doesn't mean this one, yes, I don't know about any exchange. Then it says, Ki Darosh Yidrashenu, because it says, because then Hashem says, I'm going to inquire about you. What is that? Elu Chatos, these are Chatoses, the Ashamos, and Ashams, Olos, Ushlamim. Now, in the beginning of the Pasuk, we had Neder and Nedava, which is in Ola and Ashlamim. So I have to say Ola and Ashlamim again. So Rashi says, this Ola and Ashlamim are Ola and Ashlamim that are Chiyuvim of you, such as Ola Tzvi'iya, Asham and Chagiga. You have to bring them. Neder and Adavar are voluntary. Then it says Hashem Alokecha again. What's that? Elu, Tzedakos, Umaisros, Ubachor. Tzedakah, Maisr, and Bachor. Me'imach, what does Me'imach mean? From among you? Zeh Leket Shechem Peah. Right? Leket Shechem Peah, you also learned. You can't schlep with that. Then it says, V'hoi b'cha chet, v'lo b'karbonecha chet. Yeah, there's a chet, but not with the carbon. What does it mean, not with the carbon? Let's say you brought the carbon late. You brought it late. You had to regal him. You brought it 6 months later than that. Is the carbon puzzle? No. V'lo b'karbonecha chet. There's no chet in the carbon itself. The carbon's fine. They can eat it. It's all good. You got an avera. Okay. Now we're gonna analyze everything we just said. Amar Mar said, "Lo ta'achal l'shalmo, hu v'lo chilufav." This one and not the exchange. Now the Gemara says, "Chilufav mai." What do you mean exchange? I chilufei ola ushlamim. If you exchanged an ola and a shlamim, Rashi says we're not talking about someone who did an avera. He violated tamura. No, he lost it. He lost it. He then, you know what? I promised to bring one. I have to bring one. I'll do another one. And then the first one turns up, right? So makriv krivi, it has to be brought. So what do you mean this one and not the other one? Not true, right? Ichilufei chatas. What if you exchanged it for a chatas? So lemisa also, one of them has to die, right? One of the five chatases that have to die is a tamuras chatas. So what do you mean? There's no this one, not the. Of course not. It has to die. Elam. So what was the exchange that we're talking about? Elamai chilufav chilufei toda. The exchange of a toda. A toda is a cover that you brought for a thank you. It came with 40 loaves. And here's what happened. The Tani Rebbe Chia toda. Shenes arva b'tmurasa. Well, you had a toda. Toda number one. You then exchanged it for toda number two. Then, they got mixed up. So you don't know which one's number one. You don't know which one's number two. And you can only bring 40 loaves. So toda shenes arva b'tmurasa. Umeisa achas mehen. Now one of them died. So how many todas do I have here? One. Which one is it? I have no idea. They all look the same. Mixed up. I have no idea. So now the Gemara says what? The Mesha Achas man, Chavarta Ein Lo Takana. The one that's still alive, there's nothing to do with it. Can't do anything with it. Why? Hey Chilev, what do you want to do? Likarva, right? You want to bring it as a carbon, Vilikarv Lechem Bahada, and you're going to bring the Lechem also, Dilma Tamuri. Maybe it's the wrong one. And there's a rule, you don't bring bread with the Tamura. Likarva below Lechem. And you want to bring it without the bread. Dilma todi, maybe it's a toda. Toda requires bread. Therefore you're stuck. That's what it meant when he said that this one not the exchange. Only this case. But 1 second. If it can't be brought, so kra lemute lamali. What do I have a pasuk to exclude it? Can't be brought anyway. Can't be brought. So what's the pasuk excluding it for? Amr of Sheshet. So if Sheshet says, you're right. It's a very good question. It's such a good question that can't be pshat. So what's the pshat? What does it mean? This one and not the exchange? Really, we're talking about the exchange for an ola and a shlamim. And we said, 1 second, but that it is brought. So v'hacha ma'yaskinan, listen to this crazy case. Kigon sha'avru olav shnei regalim. Two regalim pass. Ve'humam. Then the animal got, you're schlepping, right? You have one rega left, right? So the truth is that if you make the neder, let's say a month before Pesach, So you have really 6 months to bring it, because Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot all happen in 6 months. Right. So you have still Sukkot. Right, a little bit before Sukkot, it gets a mum. So they can't bring it anyway. So what do? V'chillu al acher. You redeem it on another animal. V'avra lov regal echad. And then you blew Sukkot. You blew through Sukkot. You didn't bring it Sukkot. So now, are you over Balta Acher or not? Are you over Balta Acher or not?
Yeah, Balta Acher is on the person, not on the animal.
Oh, I would have thought. Ho'el u'mikolach kama ka'asu. It all flows from the first animal. And in which case, you blew it. Kamanda va'avru olav gimu regalim dami. And you pass through regalim. Kamash malam. No, we don't combine different animals to give you the three regalim. Therefore, since this is a brand new animal, and all he did was blow through Sukkot, it's not Baal Tachar. That's what it meant when we said it, and not the exchange. Okay? Good?
Yeah.
Now, Ula Reb Meir, to Amar...
So he gets three more.
Yeah.
Even though we said that it's on the person, not on the animal?
Yeah, because no... Yeah, but then you donated the animal. Yes, if you didn't donate the animal, you'd be right. But you donated the animal already. And then what happened? You slept around. So now, and then the animal got a mum. Then you got a new animal. Now what's the story with that one?
Okay. I'm not
what?
It's
very far-fetched case.
Exactly.
Now, Ula Remeir, the Amar Kivich Avrala Regal Echad over Balta Acher, Mayik Lanemar. But what about Remeir? Remeir said only one regal goes by. You also over Balta Acher. So what are you going to say for him? What did the Mishnah, what did this Brisa mean when it said it and not its exchange? According to Rabbi, what does it mean? So the same thing, it means the same thing. Amar Rav HaChamai Eskinan, Kigon Shehumam, it got a mum, B'tzocha Regel, in the middle of Yontif. Same thing. But when we say that Rabbi holds one Yontif, does he mean Erev Yontif? No, he doesn't mean Erev Yontif, because you're bringing a Chalamoid. So a Chalamoid, it got a mum. So what happened? V'chillo, and you exchanged it, V'avra Alav HaRegel. And he didn't bring the other one anyway. I would have thought. No. Since a regal passed and you didn't bring the carbon, I would have thought you're over about the acher. You're not over about the acher. Why not? Because it was two different animals. And that's exactly what the Brisa meant. Okay, next. Then we said, that only here is a sin. But not the carbon. What does it mean, not the carbon? So we said, even if you bring it late, it's still a valid carbon. So the Gemara says, V'hameh hacha nafka? We learned this dinah from there? V'hameh acherim nafka? We learned it from somewhere else? The Tanya, acherim omrim, the acherim say, Yachal yehe bachar, sha'avra shnaso. So there's a din that a bachar has to be brought in its first year of life. But see, he didn't bring it in its first year of life. Yehe bachar, sha'avra shnaso. Kipsuli HaMikdashin, I would think it's like a puzzle, carbon, the yifsol, and it's puzzle. Talmud Lomar, V'yachalt l'fnei Hashem alokecha, Maiser, digoncha, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha, u'bekarcha, u'becholros, bekarcha, v'tonecha. All that's edible. Makish, bechar, l'maiser. There's a hekish between bechar and maiser, because they're both in the same puzzle. Ma, maiser, eno, nifsal, mishano, l'chaverta. Maiser is not puzzle if you give it a year late. You can't mix. One year and year one and year two. That you can't do. But I didn't give it this year. So what? I don't have to give it now? I sat in my silo the whole year. I didn't give my silo. I'm a putter. I'm not a putter. Give it. You're still chayim. Again, you can't mix up year one. I'll give year one because it's older. It's worth less. And I'll say, no, that you can't do. But you have to give it. Still valid. It's still a valid donation.
Yeah.
Ah, Bukhar ain't on ifsal mishavan al chavrata. So too, the same thing with the Bukhar. Just because you blew the zman doesn't mean it's not a carbon now. So we know this already. Why do we have to say it now? We know that already from a different place. So Gemara says, Itstra. It was necessary for this brisa to say that the carbon of Balta Acher doesn't become possible. Why? So I would have thought, Hani mi lebachar. That's only a bachar. Delav bar hartzahu. A bachar is not associated with a kapara. Right? Ritzu means, you know, to get Ratzon Hashem. It's not associated with that. It's a din to bring a Bukhar. Why does Hashem want you to bring a Bukhar? Bukhar's a busy guy in the Torah, right? There's Bukhar's of people and animals. Why exactly? I don't know. He's the first one. The first one always goes to Hashem. It's all nice Torah, but that's a chiyuv. There's no kapara. There's no ritu. Avokachim. When it comes to kachim, the bnei ritu ninu, harton ninu, it's a whole different world, right? Bringing a chatas or an asham, it's a different thing. Aim a low lirtu. I would say you blew this man. You blew it. You blew the deadline. Kamash Malan, you didn't blow the deadline. Okay. Vakati, we'll do a little more. Vakati, still mid ben azai nafka. What about ben azai? Listen to this. Mati, listen to this. Netanya, we still know this anyway from ben azai. Why? Netanya, ben azai, oh, what? It's piggle, baby. Netanya, ben azai omer. Ben azai said, it says like this, it says, oh so, right? Oh so is a piggle. The pasuk says, it's no good. Hamakriv oso. If you makriv it, lo yechashev lo. Don't consider it. What's oso? Mat tamad lomer. Why does it say oso? L'fi shenema. Well, it says lo za'achel l'shalmo. You can't delay bringing your carbon. Shamei ani. I would say af ma'acher nidro bebal yeratzeh. So 1 second. If you delay bringing your carbon, it's piggle. You hear that? If you schlep and you don't delay and you don't bring your carbon for a year, it turns into piggle.
That's a new translation.
It's a new translation of piggle, right? Yeah. You sit around, you're lazy, you don't bring it, you're piggle. Talmud Lomar, oso. No. Piggle, only that is piggle. Oso below yirtzeh. Only with piggle, real piggle. The wrong machshava, the wrong zman, that's piggle. But ve'ein, nidro, below, but if the aim achin is below yiratze, but there's no piggle on balta acher, right? Right? What? Right. So the question is, why do I need the brayta to tell me that the carbon's still good if it's late? But as I said it already, but as I said, there's no piggle. It's okay to bring it. Ella, listen to this Gemara. Ella b'chachet, v'lo b'ishtechachet. You know what it means? When it says v'hayu b'chachet, that there's no balta acher on your wife.
I thought that.
Well, the Shita Mekubetza says the only havamina that there would be pigle on with your wife is if she was a shutef with you. Not pigle on balta acher. It's just she's in the kitchen doing cooking, and she has nothing to do with you're donating carbonas left and right. Right? You got the shul. You come and tell your wife, I bought the following 8 aliyahs. She's like, I don't know anything about this. Right? And then don't send her the bill. Right? Sitting over here. I would have thought, if she's a shutef, she said, I want to buy.
Can't she be a shutef even?
What? Right. So, Ela b'chachet, v'lo b'ishtechachet. Even if she's a shutef, it still doesn't go to her. So I would have thought, Halv Amr B'Yochanan, V'Tamer B'Lazar, Ein Ishto Shal Mesa, Shal Adam Mesa. The only reason why a wife dies, Ella Imkein Mevakshim Imenu Mamon V'Ein Lo, because she's driving him crazy for money that he doesn't have. Shenemar, Ein Lecha L'Shalim, Lama Yikach Mishkavecha Mitachtecha. So, now the Pasuk says she should leave him alone. Ema B'Hai Avon D'Balta Acher Nami Ishto Mesa. So she should also be punished for this Avera. Kamash Mulan, only him.
Nothing changed in 2,000 years. What's the case? No. If he stole money and doesn't repay it, then his wife dies.
No, but he said
right.
She dies.
What?
We thought the guy dies.
I can't hear.
He stole money.
Right.
He owes money and he doesn't pay it back.
She dies.
Right.
She gets punched.
Sorry.
Right. Very hard. Very difficult Gemara. Right. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Should we take a picture of this line here?
And we'll pick this up tomorrow. Tomorrow's an interesting good day. I wanted to get a little ahead because tomorrow's a lot to talk about tomorrow. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.